This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Monday, February 13th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepard. The Pentagon says an object shot down over Lake Huron had been hovering over the Upper Peninsula. The fate of Governor Whitmer's $180 rebate checks could be in trouble, and Ann Arbor is ranked as the best place to live in America in 2023. A U.S. fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Lake Huron on Sunday on orders from President Joe Biden, according to the AP. It was the fourth such downing in 8 days and the latest military strike in an extraordinary chain of events over U.S. airspace that Pentagon officials believe has no peacetime precedent. Part of the reason for the repeated shootdowns is a heightened alert following a spy balloon from China that emerged over U.S. airspace in late January. General Glenn Verhaek, head of NORAD and U.S. Northern Command, said in a briefing with reporters. Since then, fighter jets last week also shot down objects over Canada and Alaska. Pentagon officials said they posed no security threats, but so little was known about them that Pentagon officials were ruling nothing out, not even UFOs. The latest brought down was first detected on Saturday evening over Montana, but it was initially thought to be an anomaly. Radar picked it up again Sunday, hovering over the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and it was going over Lake Huron, Pentagon officials said Sunday. U.S. and Canadian authorities had restricted some airspace over the lake earlier Sunday as planes were scrambled to intercept and try to identify the object. According to a senior administration official, the object was octagonal with strings hanging off but had no discernible payload. It was flying low at about 20,000 feet, said the official who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Whether a $180 rebate check could soon be headed taxpayers' way might be up in the air after an abrupt end to the legislative week on Thursday. That's because the bill the checks originate from needs immediate effect to be granted in order for the rebates to be issued. This can only occur if two-thirds of the members elected and serving in the Senate vote in favor of the move. Unless a bill is given immediate effect, then whatever's inside the legislation cannot take effect until 90 days following whenever the legislature adjourns for the year. Given that Senate Democrats only have 20 of 38 possible seats in the chamber, they'll need some Republican crossover in order for the bill to be capable of doling out checks before the April 18th tax deadline day. But considering how House Democrats put the bill up for a vote without allowing representatives, both Democratic and Republican, to speak to it, it could spell trouble for Democrats who want those checks out immediately. Out of every city in the country, Ann Arbor has been ranked the best place to live in America in 2023. The top listing comes from the research website studyfinds.org. To come up with its top five list, StudyFinds says it looked at 10 recent expert lists of the top places to live in the country from sites like Money, Livability, and Moving Waldo. The top five cities it ranked were ones which were the most frequently listed atop reviews. Ann Arbor is a mix of the rural and urban, sporty and smart, outdoorsy and high-tech city. This city is one of the best cities to live in the United States, with its historic streets lined with bookstores, gift shops, and taverns, wrote MovingWaldo.com, which ranked the city number two in its top 10 list. The next four cities on the Study Finds ranking of best places to live in America in 2023 are Raleigh, North Carolina, Huntsville, Alabama, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening and have a great day.